Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
The human factor in flood protection, why people decide between success or failure. And I subtitled it with When Protection Depends on People, Not Systems. So hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. Great to have you here again. And in the last episodes, we spoke about structure, about engineering and about execution. Today, we talk about something that is often underestimated, but absolutely critical. People. Because no matter how good your system is, no matter how well it is engineered, designed and installed, in the end, it depends on people. So let me explain what I mean. A flood protection system does not protect automatically. It must be deployed correctly, on time, under pressure. And this is where reality begins. Let me give you a simple example. A heavy rain event is announced, water levels are rising, time is limited. Now the question is not, do we have a system? The real question is, do we know what to do? Who is responsible? Who gives the signal, the go signal to install or to operate the flood barriers? Doors are not installed, flood doors are operated. You swing them, or sliding gates, for instance, they are sliding, or drop down barriers, flip up barriers, so pivoting barriers. So who gives the signal to operate them? Who installs the barriers when it comes to stackable systems or to manually operated systems? Who checks if everything is sealed? How fast can this be done? Also a good question. Imagine, I mentioned that in the last episode, you have 64 entrances to protect. So what do you do first? When you are a homeowner, when do you start closing your garage? What's the moment to do so? How fast can it be done? Because in many situations, you do not have hours, you have minutes. And this is where many systems fail. Many systems fail. Not because of technology, but because of people. That is especially true also in the Middle East, because sometimes it only takes 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and then the water is already knee-deep standing in the street, and all underground levels will be flooded immediately. They are already flooded because water is already entering since 10 minutes. The systems do not fail because of technology, they fail because of people. There's no training, there are no clear roles, no routine, and suddenly a good system becomes completely useless. So let us look at this from a business perspective. If your team is not prepared, your operations are at risk. Delays in deployment, so your business operations, are at risk. Delays in deployment lead to water. Delays in deployment lead to water entering the building. That's what I wanted to say. Mistakes in installation lead to leakage. Unclear communication leads to confusion. At the end of the day, that is true for everybody, whether you are a businessman or you are a homeowner or you are a governmental servant. So you have a responsibility for the society. When it comes to public hospitals, for instance, schools, universities, public transport systems like subway and airports, bus stations, and so on and so forth. Unclear communication leads to confusion, and that's so true. And all of this happens in a very short time frame. So for homeowners, the situation, I mentioned it already, is similar. You may have protection available, but if you do not install it correctly or too late, it will not help. So think about it, when you leave the home, that at least your brother who might live in your house or your uncle, your children, your family members or friends know how to install flood barriers. Yeah? That is why some people tend to use automatic flood barriers. Yes, You have to invest more money, but at least it will protect what is important for you. It always depends on the value you want to protect. Yeah, and then the investment is only relative. I always say if you have a value of $1 million to protect, an investment of $999,999 is a good investment. You save $1. Yeah. At the end, it depends on what you want to protect and what are you ready to give away in case of heavy rain and flooding if you are not protected. So preparedness means you know what to do. Preparedness when the day comes, when the time comes to install flood barriers, to operate flood barriers. So preparedness means you know what to do. You have practiced it and you can act under pressure. Do you realize now that it tends to become a training? Yes, and this is why training is not optional. It is a part of the system. It's the same thing. If you do not know how to operate your car, the car is completely useless for you. Yeah, it's you must train yourself. Okay, people might say, "Oh, that is something you will never forget in your life." Okay, like riding a bicycle. Okay, perhaps. But operating, riding a bicycle, driving a car in a difficult situation, under stress, because the heavy rain puts you under stress. So you are now in a stress situation. And that makes a big difference. And then I want to see whether you are still able to ride the bicycle and drive the car in a perfect way like you did before. That is why pilots of airlines are always trained with under stress situations. It is very, very easy to fly an airplane. It becomes completely different and challenging the moment you have a fire on board or you have another failure of a system, and then you shall land this airplane with perhaps 350 passengers on board. Now that puts a pilot under stress, but because these pilots are trained for that, so they can manage it. Yeah? And this is why training also for flood protection is not optional, because we talk about safety, safety, safety. It's your safety, safety of your belongings, safety of your investment, safety of your people, whether the people are employees, family members, or just passengers of a subway train, when you are a governmental responsible manager. So training is a part of the system, and let me repeat that, training is a part of the system. Yeah, you think it's funny? No, it is not funny. It is really too serious to make it funny. Training is a part of the system. And why do I repeat that? Because so often the customers always tell us, we can do that later. It's not important. They only look for a price of flood barriers. And that is completely wrong, because at the end of the day, they will not be protected. They will not be protected because nobody feels responsible. You have a nice toy standing around, but when it comes to the worst, these procurement managers, they are far away. They are not there because they are not responsible for anything. The user is responsible. The owner is responsible. The manager who is in charge is responsible. And that is why also the team that shall install and shall operate the flood barriers in case of heavy rain and flooding must be trained. And this brings us back to the flood protection pentagon, because the fifth element, operation and preparedness, is where everything comes together. Technology, engineering, execution. All of that only works if people act correctly. I do not want to finish this episode today without giving you my golden nugget. Here it comes. Yeah. One golden nugget free for you. I'd like to share it with you. Flood protection does not fail because of systems. It fails when people are not prepared. Flood protection does not fail because of systems. It fails when people are not prepared. So here's my question for you. If a heavy rain starts today, is your team ready? Do they know what to do? Do they know how to do it? And can they do it under pressure? Remember my example of the airplane aircraft pilots. Because in the end, protection is not what you have. It is what you can execute. So, we are at the end of this small episode. Do not forget, you're only one flood barrier away. Stay safe and flood free.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.